WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We have suspended the Maryland Crab Cake Tour just momentarily for Festivus, for the Ravens to get this thing going here next week. Luke's going to be out in Owings Mills. Any breaking news, you get it first on the WNST text service, as always. We're going to have Maryland Lottery tickets. If you hear this before Saturday night for the wild card, we're going to be up at Hollywood Casino because of Peacock. So they got your Peacock right there up at Hollywood Casino. We'll be up there on Saturday night watching the Dolphins freeze out in Kansas City. I tell you what, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary and we're counting down these incredible memories. And I've been like slipping them all in. They're coming out every couple of days here, especially if you're out on social media and Facebook and LinkedIn. I've been sharing them one a day, every day leading up to February 3rd, where fingers crossed, we're in the Super Bowl this year. So Wendy Brown Fine is here. You know, she and I had an off-the-air conversation last week. I don't know if before or after we actually did the segment about cannabis and laws in Mississippi and all these things are going on at Curio Wellness, as well as our 25th anniversary here and how they sort of commingle. But you said something special to me. You said you, your sister, your dad, you fought for Super Bowl tickets 11, 12 years ago. You made it to New Orleans. It was a special family memory. And I said the same thing to you. I've said to everybody, you going this year? And you said, how much? And I think everybody said that. Now, we all want them to win. We think all that. But I don't know that everybody that went to Tampa or went to New Orleans or maybe went on some corporate junket somewhere. I had a buddy of mine from Budweiser who said, I went to the Prince Super Bowl. I'm like, the Colts were in that one. But how are you? Happy New Year. I know your resolution this year is maybe for the Ravens to have another parade here, right?
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Oh my God, that would be amazing. You know, the first Super Bowl, I was abroad and watched it through the middle of the night in like a dive bar in Italy that had a satellite connection to carry the game.
And no one there but you yelling at the TV?
No. Well, I was in college. I was studying abroad at the time. And so I happened to be with one of my best friends who's also from here. So there was genuinely another Baltimore person. But then it was just the other Americans on the trip who would watch the Super Bowl. Some were from New York, so they were into it.
Were you on like a two-week junket or were you like living there?
No, I was there for the whole semester. And this was like, you know, a week or two into it. And we were in Siena, Italy. And this one bar would carry the Super Bowl.
So
and
you found out, like, you had 2 weeks to find a place. There's no internet. There's no there's none of that. Okay. I love these places because everybody remembers where they were that night. Everybody, right? It's that special.
Yeah. Well, and I, so before cannabis, I worked in television. And my last television job was at Live with Kelly and Michael. And when I first started, I was thinking about just like engendering myself towards Michael and introducing. And so basically I was, you know, like, oh, and I'm from Baltimore, I'm a Ravens fan. And then like not thinking about Giants game, Super Bowl, loss, whatever. And he was like, a Ravens fan. But it was all good. Fast friends in the end, but that was not the ideal opening statement.
Tiki Barbers had the same problems with me. So did Jim Fossil, but we got over it, the late, great Jim Fossil. Wendy Brown Fine is here from Curio Wellness. You got the purple shirts out there with the purple zeros and all that stuff. I know we're doing a lot of stuff in the new year, and I just thought to begin the year, I went up to your website right before our piece and I'm like, oh, what are their specials? And they're doing stuff with CFG Bank Arena and they have rewards like Marriott and like, you know, anybody that's got an app has a rewards program and does all that. For anybody that doesn't know what you do and they've maybe listened here and again, or maybe they've got a card, maybe they don't, maybe they shop elsewhere and you're in Timonium and they're in Woodlawn or Dundalk or Essex and they go to the website and they see this or they see that. What would you say to folks about Foreign Daughter as a place locally to come in that makes it? Because we talked a lot about the Mississippi concept last week and did all of that, but I do think your place is really unique and different, that if somebody is going somewhere else and they're looking for a different experience or they're looking for even if it's just a one-time visit to stop in and say, hey, I've got to drive out there, but I want to see what all the buzz is about because I see Curio's name on different things. And it's sort of your, I called it your flagship. I don't know if that's the right word to use it for it, but it is a flagship location in the same way that if somebody was talking about a brewery, they would want to go experience it there to talk more about what you do. And I think your place is so equipped to do that. And it really, I mean, again, I was in Denver, California. I've been in different places. I've been in different places here. Your place is really a different kind of an experience.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. For clarity, so Curio Wellness is the company. The products that you buy in a dispensary are made by Curio Wellness, our flower and our manufactured products that are infused with oil from cannabis. But then our store name is Far & Daughter. We have a store in Timonium that is the flagship store. We also have a store in Elkton that is called Farm Kent that will be transitioning to Far & Daughter name this year. You're right. I make the same analogy you said to beer. I always say it's like, you could work at Foot Locker or you could be at Nike Town, right? And so it is that feel, right? You're in the flagship store, you're amongst the ethos of our brand and what we stand for. I think part of that difference is just the array of products and services the dispensary offers, right? So we have a dispensary. We also have a lot of wellness products in the store when you walk in. That's traditional retail. You can get hemp-based CBD, you can get cannabis lifestyle products, you can get health and wellness, Korean skincare, all kinds of good stuff.
And if you like
You can
my
get
cool
cure.
shirt,
Yeah.
you know, so yeah.
Right. Me too. You can get merch. We have a spa there, right? So we have acupuncturists and estheticians. So this was all created back when we were medical only. And the thought was if a patient from the medical program is coming in and they're open to cannabis, they're probably interested in other products and services that are complementary. So kind of, we have two awesome estheticians. They're a fabulous acupuncturist. You can use the MindBody app to book appointments with them. And then in the center of the store is the dispensary. So prior to July 1st, that was for medical patients only. Now it is open to anyone over 21. And I think our differentiator there is our like unabashed focus on customer delight. All right, so we are here to serve patients and customers. We want to hear what you need, what you're looking to try and solve, and then match the product to the person, right? It's not kind of this idea of, well, we got this product and we want to move it out, so we'll tell anybody to buy it. We are really kind of thinking about what do you need, what do you want, what's the right dosage form, right? Is it a topical you should rub on your body? Is it something you should inhale? Is it a gummy you should chew, a tablet you should swallow? And how do we help you reach your goal of why you're trying to use cannabis to improve your quality of life? And we have a large array of products. We have the full suite of products that we make, which are products under our own brand and several brands that are licensed from other states. So brands like Dixie, Caviar, Fuse, Flower by Edie Parker, Happy Eddie, anyone who's a Real Housewife of Potomac watchers, that's a brand from that show. And many more. And then we have the other providers from the state, other licensees who produce, their products are available as well. So full service and full product array and a really knowledgeable staff.
It's interesting with your brand name, Far and Daughter. I think we've learned across time. We had your dad on with Gina Shock last month. You're the daughter, he's the father. Far and Daughter. It's a Norwegian or Finnish?
Swedish,
Swedish. See,
Swedish.
I got the wrong place in Scandinavia. I love them all. I love Scandinavian people. I will not forget that it's Sweden because I've been there. By the way, I'm looking at this Northern Light stuff and I'm meandering off and all that. But the Curio brand and Curio, Curious. I remember your billboards, Curio, and it leads itself to that. But then I hear things like Caviar and I hear things like Dog Walk. I hear all these different brands. And then more than that, I hear Snoop Dogg or I hear Mike Tyson. Like my kid went to Amsterdam and said Mike Tyson's got a shop over there. And I'm thinking to myself, well, of course he does, right? And like and rappers and Wiz Khalifa and like and Cheech and Chong. I mean, Tommy Chong shows up on my timeline all the time. I guess because you and I talk once a week and the walls listen to things, but all of the celebrity side of this and people getting involved in this, I think it's really important when I talk to you guys, like about how serious you are and how educational we are about all of this, but how different maybe some of it is for you and what your family's doing here in Maryland and elsewhere versus like someone like you getting involved with, I'm making it up, Ray Lou, a celebrity, a local celebrity or a social influencer, but more than that, putting your name on the brand, it feels like there's been a celebrity dive to get in this. And I don't know that they're really doing the same sort of research you're doing in Timonium to get patents and do things that my wife's like, tell me about that pill with the time elapsed thing where I get to sleep better because she's having some sleep problems right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's very common in the industry that there are these celebrity-driven brands. So I mentioned Happy Eddie, right? That's one that's coming out of our shop. So if you watch The Real Housewives of Potomac,
I do
the
not.
Osefos,
Just for the
okay,
record,
yeah,
I'm
this is
a
probably not that audience, but the Osefos are a local company. Wendy Osefo is the wife; she's the housewife. Her husband is Eddie. He came to us. There was something on the show that sort of happened, and this nomenclature of Happy Eddie came along, and he wanted to get into the cannabis space, and so we became his partner, right? So we have the
So
grow
you are
license,
his
we have the
partner.
manufacturing license.
See, I didn't know
Yeah.
this.
So,
You don't just stock the line. You're in a partnership. Okay.
right. So in starting the line and the time that they wanted to start the line, we said, here's our garden. Here's what's coming out. We can take these strains and we can put them under your line and make them available so that you can launch. But in the months that follow, because you have to grow the plant, we can grow some cultivars that are just for you. So, for example, as I said, his wife's name is Wendy. They've got a strain called Zen Wen. And so now you'll see kind of that line
So
expanding,
that's not for you when it's
over the.
named at all.
No, that's not me. No, that's not me. That's
It's not
Wendy
the little
Osefo.
pigtail girl that sells me the French fries and the singles doubles, right? Not that
not
Wendy.
yeah, not her either.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah, no, it's not me.
Okay.
But yeah, so like that's a perfect opportunity. And that's what you see a lot of the brands doing, right? They create the IP around the brand, and usually somebody else is growing their flower or producing their product. And it's a space that, I think people obviously, like, naturally, I think, Snoop Dogg is a fit for that, that it makes sense that he has been in that space. The Tyson line was here in Maryland. I think it's still around. Someone was producing that for their company. So it's very common to see these celebrity introductions. But even like the Flower by Edie Parker that we produce, Edie Parker is a women's line of handbags and accessories. And they came into the space with a line called Flower by Edie Parker, targeting a female audience. And in the way that they kind of package and deliver products like vapes and pre-rolls and flower and things like that.
What a specialized industry, and you thought we'd run out of things to talk about. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief cannabis officer here to teach us about things. She is the chief brand officer for all things at Curio Wellness, where they're doing science and they're doing things. I got to tell you, when I've been on the air 32 years, and my ego was such, like, my face was on shirts and dollar bills and all sorts of things to build this thing 25 years ago. Then I had a brand that was NST, where it was all about, like, my hosts. And I built a brand around that. And then my wife got cancer, and we are, and it's Baltimore Positive. But I've had, like, Clancy serves the beer at the, he's got his face on a beer, and that got me a little jelly, I'll be honest with you. And I see Eddie Murray and Ed Reed, all these Hall of Famers and whatever. And I figured maybe one day I'd have a Nasty Nestor beer or something. Maybe I should aspire to do this and become more successful so that we can have, like, a strain called Awesomeness or something like that. You know what I mean? Tastiness. You know what I mean? Like, wonderfulness. Yeah, I'm just coming up with ideas, but I got to work on myself because this is coming, right? Football play, there's no question about that, right? That's the next thing to come because it's becoming ubiquitous. That, look, man, I got guys that won Super Bowl selling me gambling every week, right? So to think that this is not going to take long to go from Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg to somebody who's a former elected. I mean, I just don't. We're closer than maybe I think in even discussing it to where a television show 5 years ago, 10 years ago becomes something that could become a brand that can be associated with this long beyond Cheech and Chong from 50 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Schedule One status of cannabis is the thing that holds back everything, because that's what makes kind of larger corporations continue to stay away. I think people in the industry know that, for example, there are football players who definitely use cannabis to deal with pain and inflammation and things like that. I mean, think about the topical products we make that don't get you high but make your body feel better.
So hang on,
But
let
the
me ask you
NFL,
this. Hold on, because I use this. So hold on, we talk. Move this product here.
yeah.
If I rub this and I on me, and I have a job where I'm tested. Well, tell me what happens with this person. Because that would be a big issue for any, if you were along that lines that it involved your employment, you fly a plane, you do things like that, to where what's safe and what's not, and coming to somebody like you to at least know what's right and what's wrong, right?
Yeah. So there's topical and transdermal. Transdermal crosses your bloodstream. Topical does not. So the topical products should not show up on anything. So, and I can attest to that in the sense that as employees, we're badged by the state and have to have drug testing when we had badge renewal. And I was pregnant at the time, and I use our topical. I had back pain from being pregnant, and I would use the topical to deal with the back pain. And I had to go get my drug test for my badge, and I have no testing, positive testing of cannabis.
Well, that would have been the issue with football players all along in basketball. You know, when there was testing all along, I mean, athletes have been using marijuana for as long as I've been doing this 39 years. I've been in and out of clubhouses forever and ever. But I have wondered where the line skated, especially for Denver Bronco players 7 years ago, where, you know, in state when they, before it became more ubiquitous, but also what triggers something to be a test and what's not, and where this is one of the greatest products. Like, I mean, I use this product and it helps, and you talked about it, but I do wonder when I put it on, like, I wonder, because I don't understand the science as well as maybe I need to.
Well, I think the other issue is that, like, unlike alcohol, where you have that breathalyzer test and you understand that it is active now, right? Like, you can test positive for cannabis and you could have had it 10 days ago. So that gets, it all goes back to that schedule one thing of, like, leaving schedule one allows for better research and it will allow us to have, for people to develop those tools to be able to say, like, yes, cannabis is active in your system now that may impair you from something, versus you had it last week and you're just sitting here eating breakfast and it's not really active in your system.
Wendy Brown Fine is here. They're at Curio Wellness in Far and Dottor. She's right up the road in Timonium. If you stop by, you need some education, you need some smarter people, more than what you'll get on the internet, and certainly people that can help you out locally in regard to all that. I wanted to talk about New Year's and resolutions because you wanted to talk about that. And also in regard to some things you guys do in regard to rewards and stuff. I'm getting into my concert season. I'm getting my mojo going here. I saw Tool was playing. I'm not a Tool guy. I'm not that guy. I'm more of a Rush guy than a Tool guy. I didn't go, but I know you guys have been a part of that as well. And you got a whole bunch of things going on that set you guys apart and make you a little different than just maybe the place down the street.
Yeah. We had people we gave tickets to who are out at Tool last night. Haven't heard how the show was, but hoping
because they slept
everyone
in.
Everyone had a good time. Most of the shows I've seen at CFG have been, like, just the production value has been awesome. And the sound there is fantastic. In terms of rewards, yeah. So the stores have rewards programs, kind of just like when you go to the grocery store and you're swiping something, you know, you're getting points for all the dollars you spend. You can turn your points back in for different sorts of reward items. It's very common in our industry. And I think creates a lot of stickiness between the customers and the stores. And, you know, you got double points days, all that kind of stuff. So anyone who comes in to shop would encourage you to sign up for that loyalty program so that you can maximize your opportunity there and earn those free products.
I always tell people to wait for the deal of the week, too, by the way. Is that wrong for me to say that? That you like Tuesday and Tuesday and say, I say to my wife, like, the stuff's 15% less on Tuesday, go on Tuesday. You know, I mean, like, if you're going to. She really does. She's having some sleep issues. And I'll let you speak to that because I know we're going to talk resolutions and new things. She's on that, too. She's doing a lot of stuff with her diabetes. She's been on a treadmill the other. I mean, she's got the January thing going on. So I know a lot of people do as well. But but getting a deal is also, you know, I mean, if you don't like the price of it, find the day of the week where maybe you want to try it.
Absolutely. So when you sign up for that loyalty app, you're in communication with us, and those messages are sent out via email and text messages that will tell you what the specials are every day. And it is really common to see people who say, like, we do Tuesday, because our gummies are called Chews. And so that's the day when those are on a promotion. But we also have, like, certain products that we have kind of a consistent promotional price at our store since it's our brand, where you can always get a really great deal on things. But in terms of the resolutions, yeah, I mean, look, people are going to want to, they're going to want to exercise. They're going to want to sleep better, you know, get organized and focused in their life. I mean, there's lots of different places where there are products that we have that can be useful to that are worth trying. You know, so you're talking about the sleep product that's called Good Night. You can get that in inhalation through a vape. You can get it in something that you can chew and eat through the Good Night Chews. And you can get it in our proprietary patented tablet that uses a pulse system to dose it immediately and 3 hours later to help you fall and stay asleep. And that's a trial.
She really wants to try that. So, yeah, I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's, she's, so she's having middle of the night problems. Yeah.
Yeah. So for adult use patients, it comes in a 10-pack. And for medical, you can buy a higher count product to use across the whole month. So, of course, if you are adult use and you buy it and you like it, it is worth it to migrate to the medical program. You won't pay tax when you buy medically, and you can buy higher volumes of products than you can in adult use. But, you know, encourage anyone who gets that product to sort of, you know, in the spirit of the resolution, take that week, right? Use it across a week and see how it changes your sleep. When it was trialed with patients, not only were they showing deep, longer sleep patterns in the deep cycle of sleep, but they also were getting up less through the night. They were going back to bed easier. If they did wake to do something like go to the bathroom, they nap less, and they also felt more well rested. And if you go on our website, there's a page dedicated to the Good Night tablet product, and you can learn more. You can read the study that was published about it and familiarize yourself. You can also just come to our store, and the staff will take you through that. But its counterproduct is Good Day, and that takes advantage of a cannabinoid called THCV, which is shown to kind of increase your ability to have better focus. The formula overall can help with levels of anxiety because it's THC, CBD, and THCV. It also uses that pulse system, so you get that sustained effect throughout the day. It also is available in an inhalation form as well as a gummy. So we try and sort of, you know, if you think
about
cannabis.
Does that product get you quote unquote high?
It's a very low dose of the THC in there. So okay, you shouldn't really feel a lot of psychoactivity throughout the day. Okay. And that's where, like, with that product, also with our GI product that's for issues like IBS, IBD, Crohn's, the THC is low. It's present, but it's low, so that you can be functional. But again, it's going back to that, how can we address quality of life issues for people? Because there's a lot of people who are using these either medicinally or from a lifestyle perspective. And so you need to be able to be functional.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't drive on it, then it's a different, we're talking about a different kind of product. Or you can't, you know, use the stove, you know what I mean? Just simple things,
right,
that you shouldn't be doing, lighting matches, serious things that you wouldn't want to do if you were on cough medicine, even literally, right?
Right. And the majority of high potency products are still relegated to the medical side. So everything that you're going to buy in an adult use would never have more than 10 milligrams per dose of THC in the form of the product. But with that Good Night product and that Good Day product on the tablet side, they're also scored. So you can break them in half, you can take half a dose, and you can still get that pulse system that's giving you sustained effects. So, you know, we're really trying to think about, you know, most people enter cannabis through inhalation. That's what they think about, smoking flower, using vapes, stuff like that. But then we want to kind of migrate you to say, well, yeah, that's what you know. That's sort of reflexively what we think about. But how else can you use it that's useful? If you take something like a gummy and you chew it and eat it, it's going to take longer to kick in than smoking something, but it's going to last you longer. So are you looking for something that has longer lasting effects? Then you might want to move to a chew. If you're really looking for targeted sustained relief that's been clinically trialed to show that it can do exactly what you're looking for it to do, then go to that tablet, because that's the next generation. And in the tablet, we're able to use that sort of technology to give those effects. We're working behind the scenes to try and develop similar things that we can put into a gummy form, because people like that form. But today, that's something that we can only achieve inside of a tablet.
It's moving fast, isn't it? Like, right? I mean, you guys are moving at the speed of sound to try to get products and get this thing was not around a few years ago. Wendy Braunfein is here. She's our chief cannabis officer here. As you can tell, she knows a whole lot more than me. She's chief brand officer at Curio Wellness. They make products like this Move product that I use and I rub on my awful L3, L4 thing that they're telling me I'm going to have surgically repaired. And I'm trying to get through with a nice little dose of Planet Fitness and some hot yoga as well as stretching and being limber at 55. I tell you what's got me limber, man. These football games, this whole Festivus thing, the crab cake row thing we're doing for charity beginning February 5th, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter are sponsoring our 25th anniversary. We're trying to do some really special things. I don't want the cat out of the bag. I'm trying to like just get through the Ravens' first win, please, next weekend at home, and we'll have an AFC championship game here, and then I'll spill the beans and I'll tell everybody what's going on. And our 25 stories of glory are counting down to something very special that happened in New Orleans, as well as winning a championship a few years ago. You can find Wendy, find the good folks at Curio Wellness and at Foreign Daughter out on Timonium, in the Timonium area, just south of Timonium Road on York Road, as well as at foreigndaughter.com and curiowellness.com. Lots of education out there. We always advise people use this product responsibly now that it's adult use, but it's very easy to learn more about how it can be helpful, even in a bomb form here that, I got to read transdermal. I want to make sure I get that right. Did I cover all the bases, Wendy? Did we get it? What's your next concert, by the way? Which one are you going to?
Oh, at CFG, I'm going to Journey Toto next month.
All right. I like Journey.
I'm excited. I'm really excited for the Toto part. I'm not going to lie. That's really what's getting me there.
I love Toto too. Yeah, I'm a big fan of, I can't
I've
hold
seen
you back.
Journey, but not Toto.
I've only seen Toto like twice. They played at Pier 6 a few years ago. They didn't tour in their prime. And they were doing Hold the Line and all that. They were session musicians, those guys. They played with so many other artists, Dan Fogelberg, all sorts of people. But Yacht Rock forever is what I say. Bring me some Toto. Bring me some Rosanna. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking rock and roll, Festivus, cannabis. And we're going to be doing some charity, so stick with us. It all begins on February 5th. We'll be telling you more.